begotten Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have a coincidence of the three things that are going on today. In our first reading, the story of Joseph, how he is thrown out and detested and hated by his brothers, and thus is sold into slavery, almost killed. We see that in the gospel, where Jesus is telling the parable of the tenants and the son, and how they desired to kill him and did. He's talking about himself and saying what these are going to do to him. But also we see the same thing in our saint today, St. Patrick. St. Patrick, the great saint of Ireland. All three of these men can be seen to have one thing in common, and not just that they're called by God to do great things, but that they both, all three of them, had great vision. Great vision. St. Joseph had the vision of what God was doing. He was given great gift to be able to see the future and to see things. He had a dream where all sorts of sheaves, which represented his brothers, the 12 tribes of Israel, were bowing to him because God had wanted to do something great through him. Because this, they hated him. His brothers did and sought to kill him. Same thing with Jesus, who was given great vision by God, because he was God himself, to see what God was actually calling him to do, which was to transform the religion of the Jews to bring it to fulfillment in himself, which was destroying the power structure as it was. And the same thing as well with St. Patrick, who many people saw these Irish people who were pagans and always were, and said, why would you ever want to go to them? They will just destroy you. They're not even worthy of conversion. It doesn't work on them. And all of these men were proven true by what God did through them. God working good things through them despite the works of men. And so what we have to ask ourselves is two things today. It's kind of the same as we always need to ask ourselves. Which side are we on? Are we on the side which sees that structure is being changed, so we need to destroy those who are shaking things up? They always end in destruction. Or are we the ones who are being attacked because we're speaking the truth, because we see what God is trying to do, like St. Joseph, like St. Patrick, or like Jesus Christ? What is God showing us today? Are there people within our own lives that we're going against that maybe we shouldn't? Or are there people who are going against us that we need to remain firm in what God is calling us to do? Those are the two things that we need to examine ourselves, because the message is the same for us to turn to Christ here in this mess. We have intercessors, St. Joseph. We have the intercessor, St. Patrick, who lived out human lives just like we are. And we also have Jesus Christ, who is living within us, and today we hope to receive worthily. Let us not forget the words of St. Paul as he spoke so many years ago in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. He says, "For we know that God works all things together for the good of those who love him, for those who are called according to his purpose." And if we are called according to his purpose, then if those come against us, while we are accomplishing God's purpose, they're not fighting us, but they're fighting God. And one thing we know is God wins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.